Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 What a great God we serve. We serve the Almighty God. He is great in the heavens and great in the earth. Welcome to Bible Story Land. This is Family Day. We are praising our Lord. We're giving him glory and thanksgiving this morning. What a great day it is. What a fabulous day it is. What an awesome day. Let's call on his name like never before. Father, we thank you that we are healed by your stripes. Hallelujah. Oh, you're the true healer. We know the doctors are limited, but you're the true healer. Oh, God, you, Lord Jesus, you carried our sickness and our infirmities. Oh, God, we cast out all spirits of infirmity that would try to attack our bodies. In the name of Jesus, our minds, in the name of Jesus, we break, rebuke, and cast out any spirit of cancer that would attempt to establish itself in our lungs, in the name of Jesus, in our bones, in our breast, in our throat, in our back, in our spine, in our liver, in our kidneys, our pancreas, our skin, or our stomachs, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke and cast out all spirits causing diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart attack, stroke, kidney failure, leukemia, blood diseases, breathing problems, arthritis, lupus, Alzheimer's or insomnia in the name of Jesus. We speak healing and strength to our bones, muscles, joints, organs, head, eyes, throat, glands, blood, marrow, lungs, kidneys, liver, spleen, spine, pancreas, eyes, bladder, ears, nose, sinuses, mouth, tongue, and feet in the name of Jesus. And we loose ourselves from all diseases that would come upon our body that would try to come. We thank you that we have a strengthened immune system. We loose ourselves from a weakened immune system, and we thank you that our immune system is strengthened by you, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we command everything, hallelujah, that's broken to be fixed in the name of Jesus. Lord, remove any darts that's been sent to any part of our body. We command every organ in our body to function the way God intended for it to function. Heal, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Let your virtue touch our lives and heal us, O God. We release the fire of God to burn out sickness or disease that would try to operate in our bodies in the name of Jesus. No sickness or plague can come near our dwelling in the name of Jesus. Oh God, Jesus, arise over our lives with healing in your wings. The Lord is our strength and our lives, the strength of our lives. We command every germ or sickness that touches our body to die in the name of Jesus. We take the shield of faith and quench every fiery dart of the enemy. We are redeemed from sickness and disease. Every plague is stopped when it comes near us through the atonement of Jesus Christ. We loose ourselves from every infirmity. Jesus Christ makes us whole. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Let our bodies function in the wonderful way you designed them to function in Jesus' holy name. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise you today. We honor and bless you this morning. Have your way on Bible Storyland. We are so grateful that you, the Most High God, know our names, and there's no God greater, no God holier than you, our God. Father, we cover Bible Storyland and everyone connected with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning for having your way in each one of us in the name of Jesus. We thank you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. We surrender all. And we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for each and every person that's on Bible Storyland, each and every person that's going to come on in the name of Jesus, those people that will listen later. Oh, God, we thank you for them in the name of Jesus. Well, good morning. Good morning. It's a wonderful day to praise the Lord. We all intend upon having, I don't know about you, but I do, in having a God-filled day. I'm filling my day up with Father God, hallelujah, my Savior, my Creator, my Lord, the love of my life, hallelujah, my first love, my only true love, the one who loves me, hallelujah, the one who makes me whole. And I pray the same thing upon you. Well, this morning, we're going to have praises go forth. We have Karen Itell is going to sing, play some praise music this morning. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I am doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. What are you going to play this morning?
Let's do Holy, Holy, Holy.
Amen, amen. Commanded us to be like him, holy, righteous, right living, doing the right thing, having the right mind, having the mind of Christ. Thank you so much, Karen. That was an awesome song. I appreciate it so much. So we are so grateful that the Most High God joins us every Saturday, and I thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God that he's Lord and he's ruler of our nation. What a great God we serve. Today is Family Day on Bible Storyland. God loves families. Yes, he does. He loves all families. He created every human being, and he loves us. He created the first family, Adam, Eve, and their children. He created you and your family. Make no mistake about it. God never makes a mistake. He gave us the right father, no matter who he is, or what was, or no matter what he's done, he gave us the right father. And not only that, he allowed your life to come through your father's loins. He gave us the right mother who went through 9 months of pain, suffering, uncomfortableness, and pain of giving birth. That was only the beginning. Parents, according to Deuteronomy 6:5, parents are told by God himself that the Lord our God is one God, and that we are to love the one God with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And the words, he said, he commanded these words today shall be in our hearts, and that our children should be taught those same words. The words that be in our hearts, our children shall be taught those words. When they sit in the house, when we sit down, when we lie down, our children need to be taught those things. John says, you shall bind them as a sign upon your hand, and they shall be frontless between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house, so that your when the Lord sees the signs, he will be pleased. So I thank God for the word of God in Deuteronomy. He tells us how he wants the children to be taught. Excuse me. In the morning, when they get up, teach them. Bend the knee with them. Pray with them. Teach them to pray. Little ones can say, Abba, Father. A baby. Baby can say, Abba, 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 meaning our Father. Little ones can say it. Teach them. Teach the little ones to say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy great and thy holy name. Teach them early while they're little. And when you teach them early, they're not going to depart from the word. They will not depart from the word. So it says train them up. Train them up. You know, we train them in front of TV. We train our animals. We train the dog. Hey, sit here and don't move. But when we tell our children sit here and don't move, we let them move. They gone and we just ignore it. We don't say, hey, didn't I tell you to sit here and don't move? I meant what I said. We just let them move, go when they want to go. So that's how they think they're supposed to live everywhere. When they go to school, teacher tell them to sit here and don't move, they get up and roam. Because we allow it at home. We got to train up the children the way they should go. Teach them how to bend the knee every day. Teach them the word. They can learn the word. The Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Don't you know many children have never heard that scripture before? Because today's time, the Lord said, suffer little children come unto me. Don't stop them. We're stopping them because we feel guilty. We don't want to go in the church house, and we don't want our children to go. We don't want them to find out what the Lord has told us and what he's commanded us, because then they're going to say, Mama, Daddy, the Bible said. No, we don't want that. So we try to keep them ignorant by not doing what God said. He said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment, with promise that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Father, provoke not your children to wrath. Bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Hallelujah. What a great God we serve. He didn't leave no plans out. He gave us plans. We said, well, I didn't come here. I wasn't born raising children. But we could get in the word and learn how. Yes, we can. The word will tell us how. Training requires effort. You know how much effort it takes to train a puppy? We take them to, dog learning school, training school. And it takes a lot of effort. But we don't even take our children, and say, come here. I told you this, and this is what I intend for you to do. It will save their lives. We neglect our children, but we train our puppies, our dogs. Children have to listen to our voice and obey it. That's what the word says. Children obey. But if you don't teach them that, how will they know? You say, come here, I'm going to whip you. What you going to whip me for? Because you didn't obey me. Well, they don't know anything about it if you didn't teach them. They're not born being obedient. We weren't born being obedient. We have to learn. Don't you know Jesus learned through the things he suffered on this earth? And that's how we learn too. Sometimes we are told things, but we don't listen. We just do whatever we want to do, but we can't do it. So we got to take time with our children so that the end result can be excellent. We don't want to visit our children in a correctional institution. We don't want them to go to prison. But sometimes we're leading them toward prison by not teaching them God's ways. We say, oh, but I took them to church. Yes, I know you took them to church. But guess what? The Sunday school teacher can only teach them so much. The pastor can only teach them so much. And you know what I hate today? If you look, almost in every church, they're on those electronic games. The devil has their attention. The devil has the attention of our children on electronic games. He got them so programmed.
So when they get to be teenagers and you try to take it away from them, listen to them, they're going to rebel because we have taught them that. Here, sit here, be still. Here, hear my cell phone. Here, play this game. No, we got to stop that. That has to be corrected in our churches. All the cell phone. We even get a call in church. We say, oh, we hold our little finger up and tip out and go answer the phone. Oh, my God. God forbid. Shut it down. We got to shut everything down. And listen, you know, in our job they have a rule. No cell phone usage. We obey that. We got to obey God. No cell phone usage in the church. You know what? Training requires effort. When you train your child to follow instructions, make up their bed, clean up their room, clean up the kitchen, when they're not trained, they refuse to do what you ask them to do. They're not going to do it. Respect. When they train, they're going to respect you. They're going to humble themselves and honor and agree with you. When they not train, they're going to be disrespectful. They're going to suck their teeth, roll their eyes, stomp their feet, fuss back with you. Yeah, they do it under their breath. Yeah, they tell you under their breath. I don't want to feel like watching this. I don't know what she's talking about. I don't know what he's talking about. Oh, yeah, they do it. We just ignore it. You hear it, but we ignore it because we don't want to deal with it. So you got to deal with it in the womb, and then you got to deal with it when they hit the feet, touch the float. And that's almost too late. When you train them, give them a curfew. Be home ahead of time or on time. You know, when they're not trained, they're going to stay out all night or late. Some of them sneak out the windows. You get the picture. Training children as God commanded is the best. No sorrow follows when we do things God's way. Let's thank God this morning by communicating with thanksgiving and songs on how much we appreciate him. We have this morning with us Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Pastor Donna. We're grateful for you. How you doing?
Good morning, Minister G. I was just enjoying your words. I tell you, school has started here in Paducah. The children went back on Thursday. So we are desiring your prayers that the children will be safe for this school year.
Amen. We're gonna pray about that. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, we had a wonderful celebration on last week. We always celebrate the 8th of August, so we started celebrating on Wednesday, and Wednesday the 3rd, and went all the way through to Tuesday the 8th, and just had a wonderful celebration. Lots of people had relatives who came from everywhere to celebrate and to remember what the Lord has done for us. We had a wonderful salute to gospel music. It was the 35th year for our salute to gospel music, and it was wonderful. I tell you what, the Holy Spirit came in and took control, and strongholds were broken, and people were delivered. It was just a wonderful service on Sunday.
Amen, amen. Woo, wish I was there. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, we cannot leave him out of our celebrations. Now, we had parades and picnics and family reunions and high school reunions, but the highlight for me was the gospel musical program. It was wonderful.
Amen, amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, what are you
yes,
going to sing this morning?
I'm going to sing The Blood. The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power.
Amen.
The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It soothes my doubts and calms my fears, and it dries all my tears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh yes, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose. It will never lose. It will never lose its power.
There's power in the blood. Hallelujah. It won't ever lose its power. Oh, our God is a great God. He came to earth and shed his precious blood. Every drop of it is precious. It won't lose its power. So he's a holy God, a righteous God, and he shed his blood on our behalf. So we thank God this morning for you, Pastor Donna. Awesome, awesome, awesome. We have her cousin, Jackie Travis, on with us this morning. From Jacksonville, Florida. She was in Paducah last weekend. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister G. I'm in Lexington, Kentucky today. Kentucky today with my auntie and my daughter. We up here for, it's a South End day. Like they have in Florida, they have those different days. We got my aunt my aunt Elizabeth and Aunt Lou with me.
Okay, they going to sing with you today?
Elizabeth going to sing with me today. You ready, Aunt Elizabeth? She said she's ready. This little light of mine,
I'm going to make it shine.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in this place, I'm going to let it shine. Well, all in this place, I'm going to let it shine. all in this place. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Cause this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Cause Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Well, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. If you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. If you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. Well, call him up. Call him up, tell him what you want. Well, call him up, call him up, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Yeah, if you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. If you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. I call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. Well, call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. Yeah, call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Cause this little light of mine, and I'm gonna let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for you and your aunt. What'd you say, Aunt Liz?
Yes. Aunt Elizabeth, yes.
Aunt Elizabeth, thank you, Aunt Elizabeth. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Aunt Lou was singing in the background, and Vita was too.
All right. Thank you, Aunt Lou and Vita. Go ahead. Hallelujah. We got the whole family singing this morning. On family day, that's what it's about. Cousins, aunts, daughters, family, hallelujah. What a great God we serve. Hallelujah. We are grateful. He's holy God. Yes, he is. He's holy, holy, holy. And there's power in his blood. Yes, it is. It won't ever lose its power. And this little light of mine, hallelujah. Jesus is the light, hallelujah. We're letting him shine through us. And you know what?
Right.
We got to get on the main line. We got to tell him what we want. How will he know if we don't tell him? I know he know our thoughts are far off, but he want us to come to him. He want us to tell him what we want. So I thank God for each of you this morning. Psalms 138:21. God honors his word above his name. And today, our speaker today is from New Orleans. And now she lives in Jacksonville, Florida. She is one of the pastors of Global Dominion Impact Center, overseer of Oneness Women's Ministry Alliance Partners Network International, and has been an intercessor, prayer warrior, standing the gap over 25 years. So we welcome Pastor Linda Chandler, our speaker today. She's been on before. So we welcome her back to Bible Storyland. Good morning, Pastor Chandler. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. Blessings. God bless you. And truly is a blessing to be among the body of believers Good morning to my brothers and sisters who are on listening and to those that may listen even in the future. We serve a mighty God, and he's a faithful God, and he's a wonderful Father. So I just thank God for the songs also that went forth this morning. It just was a blessing. It's just a blessing when you can come together on one accord with one focus in mind, and that is to lift up the name of Jesus to honor the Father who is in heaven. And so today I just thank you, Father, for being Almighty God and for being in the midst and for helping us, Lord God, to be able to stay focused on what's important to you, and that's the family. That is the family, the body of believers. And so this morning, if you needed a theme, it's going to be family focus. And I'm going to be coming from Matthew 13, chapter 13, verses 46 through 50. And here's Jesus is speaking. Jesus called attention away from earthly. I was jumping to my other thing. And the word says, 46, who when he had found 13, 46, and 50.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I've got my wrong text. I'm going to go to, I'm want to read from the place where Jesus is talking to his disciples when they were questioning his relationship with the family on who was his mother and who was his brother and who was his sister. And I don't know why I have it marked wrong. Forgive me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Wrote down the wrong text. Anyway, I'm going to go on, Father. I thank you. In this place where he was at, where the question was asked about who is father and who is your father, who is your brother, who is your sister, and he answered them, and he said he answered the question back to them. But what he was saying in that text, he was asking, Jesus was calling attention away from our earthly relationship to more important, our spiritual relationship with each other and with the Father. Jesus had prepared the crowd then, as he is preparing us today, to receive the precious truth that whosoever shall do the will of the Father was in fact his family. And it's the same for us today. Whosoever will do the will of the Father is in fact his family. It's who we are. And so we're going to look at who we are because it is our desire to do the will of the Father within the family. And so in that place, God was showing me that when we get up and when we pray daily, we're praying one for another, daily we're praying, daily we're asking God to help those that are among us. But our prayers, the Father is saying, have to be the same prayers that Jesus had prayed as he was praying to the Father for who we are. And in John 17, God caused me to use this verse for years over my family. When he called me out from among them, he had me to make a list of every member of my family. All the all those that were there, all those that were to come into the family in 1998. And for a whole year, I fasted and I prayed and I called out those names. But he had me to use this prayer. These words spake Jesus, said, lift up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify the Son, that the Son may be glorified in thee. Let your Son become so strong and powerful within me that I will become a reflection for my family, that I will become an anchor for my family, that the words that I declare and the words that I speak and the words that I talk over my family will be words that will be life-changing. And so every day I would pray from 2 to 5, and thou has given him power. And as John 17, verses 2 through 5, thou has given him power over flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou has given him. And this is the life eternal, that they might know thee, that each one of my family members might know you, Father, that the only true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent, that I have glorified thee on the earth, I have finished the work which thou givest me to do, that the finished work of the blood of Jesus Christ will be evident in their lives. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. So as I prayed for my family, I called out their name. Lord, endow them with your spirit. Cover their minds and their hearts. I speak life unto them. Though they may be wayward, though they may be sinners, though they may seem lost, I speak and declare life over my family members. And as I begin to move through the years, I begin to see manifestation of God's word working in the lives and the hearts of the family members. Are we there 100%? Not as yet, but the words are still powerful. The words are still the same. The prayer is still the same. The prayer, when you're calling it out, when you're focusing. So each one of us have a focus. Each one of us have a family. Whether we live in a household alone, we still connected to a family. We still connected to a unit. And the only way the family is going to change is that those of us who have known him, when he said, who is my brother and who is my sister, who is my mother, is those that have come into that spiritual relationship with Christ. Who are those that are on the wayside? Who are those that are lost? Is those that I'm still praying for, that I stand on the wall for, that I speak the word of God, that they will be glorified in the Son. And so today we're going to look at what is the foundation of those principles that we can take on, that we can maybe change. Because it is clear today, we can look at all the problems that is out there, but all of it stems from a household that is absent of prayer. Whether it's in our neighborhoods, whether it's in our nation, whether it's in the uttermost parts of the world, is because there's an absence of one that may have been called to be that solitaire in the family, one that was called to be able to stand anchored, one that was called to not focus on the natural relationships of what I see with my natural eyes, but what it is that God is showing me. Because the truth is that they are bound by the hands of an enemy that has come to destroy their souls, that has come to destroy their God-given right, their freedom, that many of them are bound in spiritual chains, that they cannot live free and fulfill the purpose that God has created them for. And so we have to change the way we speak. When we look at those that are in trouble, when we look at those that are operating outside of the will of God, like Sister Jean described this morning, the problems and the issues and the ill wills and the things that are taking place in a family, and we go back and we look at us. What is our focus? What are we called to do without ceasing? He said, pray. We must pray. So the seven key principles today that I pray will help you is that in order for us to build a strong family and reflect our relationship with the Father, the first is Joshua 24 and 15. We must decide to serve the Lord with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our souls. And Joshua 24 and 15 says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me, and it always has to start with me, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And so me, I start first. Me, I build first. Me, I turn my life over. Me, I become a reflection that will glorify the Son in the earth. I live before them, before I preach to them. And so I decide that I'm going to serve the Lord with all my heart, with all my mind, and with all my soul, that I will not compromise the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then the second thing we come to do is, how do we solve the problems? Because in every family, in every household, again, whether I live alone or whether I have children or I have nieces or I have nephews or I have grandchildren, I have great-grandchildren, I have brothers, I have sisters, how do I solve the problem? And the Word of God says it can only be solved with the Bible, with the Word of God. Isaiah 34 and 16 tells us, seek ye out of the book of life of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her mate, for my mouth it had commanded, and his spirit it had gathered them. And so he's saying, everything that pertains to life and godliness is in the Word of God. And so sometimes I don't run to my neighbor to talk about what I need to do. I don't run to my coworker and talk about all the problems and the things that I need to do. I run to the Word of God, what the Word says as it relates to this. I stand on the Word of God, and I speak the Word of God. And I continue to speak it over them, because change is going to come out of the power of the words that I speak out of my mouth. Change will come. When I hear people say, I bet that child is bad. And I used to say this even with my grandchildren, my children. People say, oh, I bet. I said, do not curse my children. Because when you speak in bad words over them, you're planting bad seeds to produce bad ground. But I speak that they are children of purpose, that they will grow up, and that they will declare the works of the Lord, that they will walk in holiness, and they will walk in righteousness, and they will walk in truth. Now, was I seeing that sometime with my natural eyes? Absolutely not. But I was framing them by the Word of God. This is what the Word says. And yes, and also you train them. But in this hour, God is calling for us to speak and declare his word, because that is what he watches over to perform. That is what's going to bring the changes. That is what's going to make the difference within your household, within your family, among your family members. Because it's easy to talk about what this one's not doing. It's easy to talk about how terrible this child is. But I choose to stand with the sword of the Spirit, and I'm going to speak what God says, because that's what God is going to use to bring correction and change in their lives. And I just admonish you to read John chapter 17 all the way through, where Jesus prayed for us. And that's what we should pray over our family members. The third thing is whatever you do, do it unto God. Colossians 3, 23 and 24 says, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto man, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." Whatever I do it unto God, looking to reap the benefits of serving him in spirit and in truth. Looking to reap the benefits. And what are the benefits? When I have a when I have family members that are serving, when I have family members that are loving, when I have family members like we have, we were scattered after Katrina, but we have a family prayer line that we got young and old that get on. And is it everybody? No, but God says if two or three would gather in my name. But they call in, and we deliberately pray and we declare over the family for that day. We declare over our children, and we continue to pray. And we've been doing this for the past almost 10 years, because it's 12 years in August since Katrina. But to be able to continue to do that for the generations to come, for those that are coming into the family. Our younger ones are now those that faced Katrina are now 18, 19 years old, but they getting into relationships. There are people coming into the family. That's how you're going to make changes, because you continuously do unto God what he has required of us to do as children of God. And the next is we must walk in love. We must love them. Love them in their disobedience, and love them in their rebellion, and love them in their mess. Because with loving kindness will we draw them unto God. And so Ephesians 5 and 2 says, "And walk in love, as Christ also had loved us and had given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savory." Not love the sin, but love the sinner. Love them. Show compassion. Because they are bound by an enemy that is seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. And the devil would love for us as children of God to forsake them, to give up on them, to throw them by the wayside. But our power lies in that ability to see beyond their faults and see that they're in need of a savior, in need of a deliverer. And a lot of times it's not what we preach, but it's what we live. And in this day and time, as I'm out and about among those that'll tell you that I've been wounded in the church and I don't want to hear nothing about a word. I just come to hug you. I just come to love you in where you are. And they begin to cry because they're looking for authentic relationships. So the next step is be kind to one another. Ephesians 4 and 32, "And be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, had forgiven you." Many times we as children of God who know him will harbor unforgiveness, or they offended me, or I can forgive them, but I can't forgive what they've done. But we have to be the change agent. We have to be the influencer. We have to be the compassionate one. We have to forgive. He said, how many times? 7 times 70. Always open and willing to forgive. And because forgiveness keeps you on course, it keeps you on track. Forgiveness is not, it's for you. Because it keeps your heart open to be compassionate, to be patient, to help that among you who have to come to know what you know to get there. And sometimes it takes years. Sometimes it seems like it's the most impossible thing. We have some family members that looks like there's no hope. But I guarantee you, when you do it God's way, when we stay focused on what God has called for family, and I share this with my children all the time, God put together a bunch of imperfect people called family to practice unconditional love, practice forgiveness, to practice kindness, to practice patience, to practice self-discipline, to practice the fruit of the Spirit. And so number 6, it tells us, pray for wisdom. And I'm speaking to those that are on that's going to hear this message. Pray for wisdom. James 1 and 5 tells us, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that give it to all men liberally and unbridled, not, and it shall be given him. Wisdom, God, give me wisdom on how to deal with this situation. Let not my tongue speak not in line with your word as it relates to my situation and circumstance that I see, that I find within my own family. Give me wisdom on how to relate. Give me wisdom in every area as it relates to the situation that faces me that I see upon my family. And again, 7 is again, we must forgive one another. Sometimes our actions and our prayers unto the Father comes because we feel that you should do something to change them. You should do something to help them because I'm carrying forgiveness in my heart. But he said forgive. Colossians 3 and 13 tells us, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you forgive. We must be always ready to forgive. Forgive brings forgiveness, brings peace to our souls. Forgiveness brings clarity to our minds. Forgiveness brings humility, that it causes us to be able to walk in humility. It causes us to be able to care from a place of peace. For us to change the world around us, there is so much hurt. There is so much pain. There is so much brokenness. There is so much rebellion. We must take hold of these 7 principles and become Christ-like become the light, become the salt. That our focus will be on that which God has given us. And my declaration every day is I cannot go out and save the world if my family is going to hell. My focus must be on family first. On family first, because God, about 20-something years ago, my daughter was at a place where her husband was in, it was becoming unbearable, and she wanted to just give up and leave him. And God used one penny. She went to look for an ink pen, and a penny was facing up and saying, "In God you trust." And God said to her, if he was the only soul that you were responsible for, would you walk away from it? And so in closing, if there is one, whether it's your daughter, whether it's your son, whether it's your husband, whether it's your brother, whether it's your sister, whether it's a niece or if it's a nephew, that is plaguing you where you are, Lord, I'm ready to give up on them. If that one soul was the one that you were responsible for, would you walk away, would you throw them away, or would you give it up? Or would you pray like Jesus prayed in John 17? That you will glorify them just as you glorified me. That we will see manifestation and demonstration of the word of life coming to pass in their lives. Because today my son-in-law loves the Lord and he's a good father. He's a good husband. And he's a good grandfather. Because that one challenge caused us to pray for him differently. And it changed her life. And so I pray that you have received something that you can take and do something differently as you focus on the family. Amen.
Amen, amen. What a great word. What a word that was. Focus on the family. And that's what we got to do in this hour. Thank you so much, Pastor Linda. Awesome, power-packed message. Just what we need to hear. Focus on the family. We focus, you know, especially church people. I know I'm guilty. We focus on the people in the church. We focus on maybe the neighborhood. But our family is the last focus on. The people that live in the house where we live or the people that's connected to us by blood, that's the last ones we focus on. So that was an on-time word. I thank God for those seven principles. Solve the problem. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. Solve the problem. Isaiah 34:16. Do everything unto God. Joshua 3:23-24. We must walk in love, Ephesians 5:2. Be kind to one another, Ephesians 4:32. Pray for wisdom, James 1:5. And forgive each other, Colossians 3:13. When we do all those things, I mean, those are just seven things. Could have been 45. But we could do those seven things, our family's going to come on in. As we are praying, and our focus is different now. Thank you, Pastor Linda, for refocusing us this morning on our family members, our relatives, the blood people, you know, the people that we are connected to by blood. As we continue on this morning, salvation, it's time for salvation for our family members, for our neighborhood, for our city, for our nation. John 3:16 said, God so loved the world that he gave Jesus. He wants everybody saved. God is no respecter of persons. It's up to us who get saved. He said, go out and spread the good news. Tell the, you know, the good news of the gospel that people must hear, that Jesus is Lord. And when we believe that Jesus is Lord, some people don't believe that Jesus is Lord. Oh, I believe in God. What about Jesus? Jesus is the one that died for us. Many people today are denying him. He said, if you deny me before my Father, I'll deny you. If you deny me, I'll deny you before my Father. Oh, yeah, but I don't believe in the Bible. Oh, my God. The Holy Word, the Holy Book. They refuse to believe. They believe enough. Oh, my God, you tell them turn on love of life. Oh, yeah, they believe in that. If you tell them to read another book, yes, indeed, they're going to pick that up. But the Word of God, that's the last book we pick up. That should be the first book we pick up in the morning, in the afternoon, and the evening, because we got to train our children up in the way they should go. And if the Word is not written on the tables of our heart, we're not going to train them. We're not going to teach them. So backsliding is a very bad state to be in, especially in 2017. I know you hear the news. You see the news. I got an Amber Alert yesterday about a child who was kidnapped. I'm sorry, not yesterday, the day before. They're kidnapping our children left and right. Where are we? Sometimes we're standing right there with our eyes closed, our back. You know, we're texting. Yeah, you know, we're texting. We're talking on the phone. We got the plug. We got the Bluetooth in our ear. We texting. We talk. Child standing right there. You look around, child gone. Because we texting. We talking to our friends. We should be talking to God about the child standing next to us. But what are we doing? Texting. Talking. Bluetooth in our ear. Always talking to somebody else but God. We got to get them things out of our ears. We got to start talking to Father. Lord, don't let my child get hurt. Don't let my grandchildren. Lord, don't let my neighbor's children be lost. Lord, don't, we got to start talking to God about the children. We're neglecting the children. Whether you birthed them or not, we're neglecting them. I don't care if you birthed them or not. We got to look out for them. It takes a village for just one. Yeah, I'm angry. I'm angry that our children are dying and leaving this earth too soon. Short caskets. Yes, I'm upset about it. I hope you upset about it. Because it's too much to bear. Children drowning. Too much to bear. Children being kidnapped. Too much to bear. Children being shot. Drive-by shoot. It's too much to bear. We got to call on the Father for the children. We got to keep calling on him. Yep, I'm preaching to you. So we got to keep calling on the name of the Father for the children. Many children never been to church. Don't even know the name Jesus. They don't know to bend the knee. They don't know to obey their parents. They don't know what to do. But I tell you what, Gantlin Family Daycare Home is opening back up starting it's going to start on the 21st of August. Got one coming this Monday, but officially we're going to start the 21st of August. So tell your family and friends, I'm training them up. Oh, yeah, they're going to be trained. I had two last week, train them up in the way they should go. We bend the knee when we come here. Whether you are a part of Gantlin Family Daycare Home or not, we're going to bend the knee. We're going to pray when you enter the door. Mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, cousins, we're going to pray when you enter my door. Pray, 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 prayer, prayer, prayer. Push, push till you get results. Push till you see change come. Press, press your way like a mama that's birthing out a baby. We're birthing our children. Don't let them die on our watch. Don't let them die on us. God is waiting for us to get in place. Do you smell like Jesus? Do you look like him? Do you act like him? Come on, we got to pray. It's praying time, testimony time. Anybody got a testimony this morning? Press 1 if you're already on 1. Need a testimony. Anybody got to tell, you know, talk about the goodness of God. What has God done for you lately? And, you know, on the flip side of that, what have you done for him lately? We got Prophetess Lawson on here. I know God's done for, something for her lately. He always doing something for Prophetess Lawson. Good morning, Prophetess
Ms.
Lawson.
Teresa.
How are you? Yes.
I'm fine. You want Karen to speak first, and then I'll come second.
Hold on 1 second. Karen, did you say something?
Yes, I did. My testimony is God is gracious. I just found out about a friend that passed away, and what's written on the email is that she loved God, and her husband's still here, and he loves God, and we're going to move forward with the funeral this coming Thursday.
All right, we'll be praying for the family. Yes. Okay, Prophetess Lawson, a testimony.
My sister Jen is going to add to what the woman of God was just speaking. On last Sunday, one of our members had mentioned that he went to a family reunion that Friday, Saturday, but he left and came back to church for Sunday. But when he went there, he said, you know, he looked around, and he was like, it was only like a small amount of them that were saved. And he literally said he didn't really know how to witness. He didn't know how to approach them. And there was so much drinking and cussing and everything going on. And I told him, I said, you know what? I said, if you had looked around, you would see that there was not all people were participating. And those ones that were at the distance, away from the crowd, you start with them. You start with those who may be in the midst of all the controversy, but still on the outside of the controversy. And I said, you know, so what we did is on last Sunday, we really taught people how to witness or how to mention God and their love for God and what God did for them. Because so many times, hallelujah, glory to God, what people see, they, you know, when you're a quiet Christian, you're afraid to speak up. But God called us to be bold soldiers. And so I just want to add to that word that was spoken about the power and the love of God. And that Sunday, the young man, he was telling us all the stuff they saw, and it hurt him. And I told him for him to be so burdened, that means that God has called him to be a witness. And the fact that he can get over what he saw is the fact that God let him see the true reality. And I said, whether you witness to your family, but if you witness to somebody else and you pray that somebody witness to your family, because we just can't give up on our family members, you know. We always got to uplift them to God and pray for laborers to cross their path. So I thank God for the word on today, and I thank God for the tools that she gave because the word of God is true. And if we just follow the pattern of Jesus Christ, and he went about doing good, healing, and to heal, he talked. He communicated with all those that were oppressed of the devil. And so we must do likewise.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that testimony. I appreciate Karen's testimony. Thank God for each of you this morning. As I said before, Gantling Family Daycare Home is reopening on the 21st of August. So we're taking children all day long. I have a 2-year-old coming. So call. The number is 504-931-7399. Live on the north side of Jacksonville. You can live any side you want. You can live in St. Augustine, Amelia Island, where Ferndina Beach, you can live around. Bring your children. We're teaching them the way and training them the way they should go. We're teaching them about the Almighty Father, the one who created them. And I tell you what, I'm telling you, little ones can pray. I've seen 2-year-olds. I'll never forget, this is another testimony. This mother brought her children to me. They were 2, a year old was the son, and the daughter was 3 years old. And I remember we were getting ready to pray. So I put the little girl, we got on our knees, and the little boy was in the little, you know, the little car seat. And I said, we're going to pray. So I started praying in my heavenly language. And the little girl broke, she started praying in her heavenly language. I said, oh, my God. That little girl put me to shame. 3 years old. Her mother was a prayer warrior. Her mother was on the prayer line every morning. And she prayed diligently. And that same Holy Spirit was upon that child. That child could pray in tongues better than she could in English. I'm trying to teach the child. She's teaching me. So I said, thank you. So tell me it can be done. You start praying around your children, praying in the Holy Spirit. They will do the same thing. That spirit will be upon them. The godly spirit will fall on them. The Holy Spirit will fall on them. I mean, 3 years old, I was like, oh. I said, my God, my God. I thank God for that mother. Those children are older now, and they know the Lord. So I thank God. They're never too young. Start when they're in the belly, when they, you know, get the diapers on, when they get in the bottle. Pray over them. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the prayer language. Pray. It's going to get in their spirit. So I thank God it's praying time today. I thank God for Prophetess Lawson joining me in prayer this morning. I thank God for the word this morning. Family focus. That's what we got to focus on, our family. We got to keep focusing on our family. This is important. You know, children are dying every day and never hurt the Lord. Who's to blame? Us? We got to get out there. I remember even knocking on doors in my neighborhood and used to have a Sunday neighborhood Bible school. A few children came, but not enough. People not willing. I said, well, you can come too. You know, if you don't know me, bring your children. You don't just have to send them, bring them. They refuse to bring them nor send them, some of them. So we got it. I know when I was a child, my mother didn't go to church. My father didn't go. Sometimes my mother went, but my father didn't go. But people in the neighborhood took me, and I'm grateful to this day. My spiritual father used to pick us up. My spiritual father lived in another city, but he would drive the car or the bus from another city in the snow, in the sleet, in the rain, in the heat, in the sun, whatever, and pick us up. My niece, my nephew, and me pick us up for service on Wednesday night, on Sunday. We go out of town and sing. They were my family, the family of God. My family didn't take me. Men and women of God in another city came, picked me up, took me to church. And my spiritual father passed away last week. But I thank God for what he instilled in me, the word of God. I thank God every day. I called him often and told him. He was 91. I called him often and told him how much I loved him, how much I appreciated him for teaching me, for training me, for picking me up in the rain, snow, sleet. Any weather, they were there. They were there. I mean, they came from out of town, but they were usually always on time. Unless the bus or the car broke down, they were there. He worked a daytime job and still came to pick us up. So what excuse can we use? None. We got to quit it. Oh, you know, I was too tired. Oh, yeah, you know, I had a headache. Got to quit it. No excuse.
Can't be too loud.
It's prayer time on Bible Storyland this morning. I'll tell you what. No, that's me why I'm talking so much. It's prayer time. I don't know, but I thank God. Thank God for using me. Yep, Gantlin Family Daycare Home coming up, 21st of August. Your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your children, they're welcome. Yes, indeed. We're going to be teaching them about the word. One young lady told her mother, she said, all Sister G do is teaching the Bible. She don't teach them reading, writing, math. I said, baby, tell her to come over here sometime. Tell her to come over here. One relative one time came, and the little girl was praying at the table. We were having supper. She was praying. She said, Lord, thank you for the food, Lord God. And, Lord, feed the hungry children every time we eat. So the parents said, the grandfather said, well, why does she pray like that? I said, excuse me, do you teach her another way to pray? She could pray that way. Oh, no, I don't teach them at all. Wow. Hallelujah. So would you allow me to teach them the way God told me, the way he trained me? And he want me to pray for the hungry children because they're hungry. There's many hungry children in the world. Their bellies distended. They're crying. Their mamas can't feed them. There's no land. The soil won't grow nothing. So we got to pray for the hungry children and their families. God could feed them supernaturally when we release that prayer. He wants them prayed for. He wants them to be fed supernaturally. So we got to do it. We got to obey God. Are you teaching to pray over the meals, over the food? Are you teaching your children to pray for the children in their school? How are we training them up? You know, they know the hip-hop, the bip-bop. They know all of that. But are we training them God's way to hold up holy hands, to praise God? Are we teaching them that? Because they're going to show what you're teaching. You say, I don't know where they got that from you, from us. You know where they got it from. Oh, my God. Well, this time for prayer, we're going to be praying for Pastor Donna Hawkins and Jackie Travis, and we're going to be praying for Karen's, her friend that passed away. We're going to be praying for the bereaved family. We're going to be praying for children in the schools. So now it's your turn. Tell me what you need prayer for. Effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So what do you need prayer for? Press 1. I hear some people talking in the background, but I can't understand what they're saying. You need prayer?
This is what's on my heart as you've been speaking is, the young lady was saying that their school started, but you know, Duval County School starts on Monday, and we really wanted really pray for a change in the school system, and this year that it would be a year that the children will be in less danger. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on in the school. Kids are being molested. You know, there's a lot of violence. I just read an article where a young lady, right at the end of the school year, her boyfriend beat her to death. So we want to pray for our young people that, and strategically speak, that there will be so much of peace within that, in the school system, in the school year, that the Holy Spirit will totally take full control and everything will be under that, under the unction of the presence of God. That when the children go, that they're in a safe environment.
Amen. Pastor Linda, would you pray for that right now, please? We'll start out with that prayer.
Yes.
Because I know you're going to have to go soon. So can you pray
for
that?
Yes, I do. I have to click over. So, Father, as we come into your master's son, Jesus' name. We come, Lord God, and we just thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that even as our children, and not just the ones in Duval County, but we're going to pray, Lord God, for our children from kindergarten to the 12th grade through college, Lord God, that we send forth your spirit where we cannot go, that we declare and decree today under the power of agreement that the spirit of the true and living God will hover up over every facility where the children are having to go in, Lord God, that even that those, Lord God, that have rule over them, Lord God, will come to a place where they will humble themselves and pray and seek your face, where they too, Lord God, will not be concerned about what laws and rules say, because we clearly understand that nothing can stop the prayers of the righteous, because your word says it availeth much. But that even those teachers that are saved, those principals that are saved, those, Lord God, that parents that are saved, Lord God, that that as we are praying, Lord God, we will see the power and the impact and the movement of your spirit like never before, because we trust in you, and your word says if we can touch and agree and we can believe that it shall be done. And I believe, Lord God, as I have been hearing them share this morning, Lord God, that there is a strategic, a necessary power that needs to go forth that will arrest the spirit that comes in to kill, steal, and destroy our young people, our children, Lord God, but that there will be in an environment, Lord God, where there is safety, where there is harmony, where there is unity, where there is prayer. And so we just thank you that this year, 2017 through 2018, will be a year that will give testimony and glory to your name, that the reports that will come out of every institution will be of good reports. I thank you, Lord God, for weeding out and plucking out those elements and those that have evil intent and evil minds and evil hearts, Lord God, to be removed and to be removed now in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree, Lord God, that the spirit that is upon some of these young people that is causing them to bring evil against each other, that right now I send forth the Holy Spirit fire and power to destroy it and annihilate it now, and turn them around, turn the mindsets around, turn and bring significant change into their hearts and their minds. I come against the spirit of addiction, the spirit of homosexuality, the spirit of perversion, that many of them are confused on who they are. But this morning, Father, as we pray, because I'm praying to the true and living God who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think, and that we place in our trust in you, that the Holy Ghost fire will fall upon those institutions from kindergarten through college, that the children will be in an environment where they will be able to learn, and that they will be able to grow. But I also pray, Lord God, that even the laws will be changed. And just like Sister G is saying, that they must be trained in the way it should go, but that the curriculums will change. And yes, I come against the spirit of the Antichrist that speaks that there has to be different religion. If one can say this one, but we know that every knee going to bow and every tongue going to proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I speak it over that today, Lord God, that those walls that have been set up, the fear that has been set up, the words that have been spoken about we cannot pray in school, I curse it today in the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. And I say there's going to be a rising up. There's going to be an awakening. There's going to be a shaking. And yes, some of the young people that know the Lord will be in a boldness and a confidence, and they will proclaim and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that they will pray even one for another. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the work of your hands. I thank you, Father, because I send your word forth, that your word, Lord God, is a two-edged sword, and it will cut deep to the bone and marrow, and it will bring significant change, and that we will see it, Father, and we will see it now in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father, today for every knee that is bowing. We thank you for every tongue that is confessing. We thank you for your people who are called by your name, who is humbling themselves and praying and turning from the wickedness and the evilness of the world and seeking your face. And we thank you, Father, for your word says that you will hear and that you will be just and that you will heal the land. We thank you for healing today. Healing today for our children, because you said it is the bread. And we declare that they shall live and not die and proclaim the works of the Lord. They shall live and not die and proclaim the works of the Lord. They shall rise up and take their stand. They shall speak your word. And we shall see the salvation of the Lord. So we're giving you glory and honor and praise for what you're going to do within the school systems, the systems of the world, where our children spent so much time. We're thanking you, Father, because we are believers. We are believers, and we're touching and agreeing today and believe that with you nothing shall be impossible. And so we thank you in Jesus' name and the power of his blood. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Linda, for that awesome prayer for our children. They need it. Let's cover our children every day, whether you birthed them or not. Let's cover them in prayer. Hallelujah. Well, Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her husband, children, grandchildren, and the Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church where she pastors, her mother-in-law, Mother Hawkins, and her family, her whole family.
Father, thank you, Jesus. God, we just bless and we praise you and we give you glory. We thank you, Lord God, for the Hawkins family, oh God. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you ordained and called the woman of God to be the pastor and the leader and the under-shepherd underneath you, oh God. We thank and we praise you, Lord God, for that which you have placed on her life. We thank and we praise you, Lord God, for functioning with the power of the Holy Spirit that you may lead your people. Oh, Father, we understand, Lord God, that any leader or any shepherd, oh God, is always being attacked by the wolves, oh God, or the sheep is being attacked by the wolves. So, God, we lift her up and we pray protection not only for her but for her church, the Macedonian church family, her husband, her children. Oh, God, everyone that she's duty-bound to pray for and to cover. God, we come in agreement with Pastor Harmon, oh, God, that your will be done in their lives. Your will be done, Lord God, for the glorification of you, oh, God. That, hallelujah, that you will be lifted up in the Macedonian church. Oh, God, we lift up the deacons and the pastors and the different leaders throughout the church. Lord, let there be no animosity, God. We bind the spirit of Christ. And, oh, God, and any form of rebellion and hindrance towards the woman of God. Now, God, who can do exceedingly above all I can ask or think. Heal her body. Heal her mother, her husband, oh, God. Strengthen their mortal bodies, oh, God. Father, you know the inner workings of their bodies, oh, God. So we declare and decree healing should be their children's bread. God, we plead the blood over her children, oh God, as they go forth throughout the day, oh God, let no weapon form against the church, the woman of God, her husband, or mother prosper. And then, Lord God, I lift up her mother-in-law. God, you said, what long life will you satisfy them, oh God. Lord, we thank you for just blessing her, Lord God, and continue to strengthen her mortal body. Oh God, heal her mortal body. Oh God, restore the youth of her. Restore her youth unto her, Lord God. We just bless and we praise you now and for your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for that prayer, Prophet Lawson. Now, can you cover two more things, and then I'll do the closing prayer. Can you pray for Jackie Travis, her husband, her family, and the senior citizens that she take care of? And can you also cover the bereaved family that Karen talked about in the loss of her friend?
Father, God, we lift up Jackie Travis to you, God. And, Lord God, we just thank you for a person that her profession is also her ministry. Father, we thank you that you showed in the book of Acts that the apostles separated themselves and gather some deacons, oh God, to care, Lord God, not only for the elderly but also for the children. God, that you place in their spirit that the widows, oh God, should, Lord God, be taken care of. So I thank you that you place in Jackie Travis' heart, oh God, Lord God, to not just be a caretaker but to minister your gospel and to the senior citizens, oh God.
Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, for where they're living, that nothing breaks or nothing goes unwise, that she have not, no unexpected bills. They let there be no unexpected disasters, oh, God. We pray, Lord God, for the protective shield around her business, her home, and her ministry, oh, God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to bless her family, oh, God. Let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling, oh, God. Father, lead and guide her, Lord God, and fill her, Lord God, with the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord God, that her discernment will be even sharpened, oh, God, as she deal with the elderly, oh, God. Father, we take apostolic authority of any form of sickness, because sickness is a part of the workings of the devil. Oh, God, that any aspect of that, Lord God, that Satan, oh, God, is trying to inflict or attach itself to anyone's body. Oh, God, we rebuke it now, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, not in our authority, but in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we just declare that Satan is a defeated foe and he has no dominion nor authority. Oh, God, to operate in the nursing home and operate around Jackie Travis and those that are loved one, oh, God. Father, we ask you to bless her, Lord God, and let her even prosper the more, Lord God. Lord, bless her family, her mind, her body, her home, her finance, oh, God. Oh, God, let everything be done, Lord God, that you will get the glory, God. Let peace be within her walls and riches in her palace, oh, God. And we just ask you to do all these things in Jesus' name. Now, God, oh, Father, for the bereaved family, oh, God, and in this case, I also lift up my nieces with this, oh, God. Hallelujah. Father, Lord God, we lift up the bereaving families that, Lord God, that don't know that heaven is a beautiful place. God, we thank you, Lord God, for those that have died in Christ, oh, God. They will reign with you, oh, God. And, Father, we pray, Lord God, that for those that loved one has gone on to be with you, oh God, that they too will rejoice with heaven as heaven rejoiced with them, that they'll know that they have a great cloud of witnesses cheering them on. So we need to be cheerful as our loved ones, oh God, have died and left the side. Then too, Lord God, I pray for those, Lord God, who lost their sons and daughters to gang violence and to the murders of the streets, oh, God. Father, they don't know whether their child went to heaven or not. But I pray for peace in their minds, that whatever torments that their children were dealing with on earth has ended. Hallelujah, God. I pray, Lord God, that people of this Facebook era and this Instagram era that worship or mourns the dead, oh, God, that spell be broken off them. We come against the spirit of grief, oh, God, that's of the demonic side, because even Jesus wept for his friend, oh, God. And we thank you that we can cry, oh, God, for our friends and our loved ones. But, God, the spirit of grief that grips you year after year and make you so sad that you don't want to live, I bind that spirit of depression, oh, God, that will rain on a person according to that their loved one has died, Father. And we pray that they'll have sweet sleep and peace, knowing, oh, God, that the suffering that they endured on this earth has ended. And, Lord God, and the opportunity to meet their King, Lord God, is forever present, oh, God. Father, we plead the blood over those, Lord God, that are left behind, oh, God. As we saw in the book of Exodus, oh, God, that when they placed the blood over the doorpost of their house, the death angels pass over. So, Lord God, we pray for those that are left behind, that they, too, will come to know you for the pardon of their sins. And, Lord God, that they, Lord God, will receive you. Oh, Lord God, I pray for the pastor that's going to have to conduct this funeral. Lord, let him preach to the living. And, Lord, let those that hear the funeral, the word, come to Christ. Let souls be saved. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, as we close out on Bible Storyland, but not from your presence, we thank you for what you've done. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, during this time of Bible Storyland, we thank you for every family. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for giving us strength. Hallelujah, giving us peace. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Family Day. lift up every family. We thank you for all that you're doing in the families, oh God. We thank you for parents training the children up in the way that they should go. We cover all the families with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're about to do on our behalf. We just thank you, Lord God, for your love, your mercy, your grace, your faith, your truth going forth like never before. So, Father, we honor your presence. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanks this morning for all that you're about to do. And so, Father, we thank you for safety and peace. Bind up incidents, accidents, and mishaps, mechanical breakdowns, and we thank you for everything that you're doing. So I thank God for each of you this morning. As we close out on Bible Story with Land, remember that God loves you. He loves you unconditionally, but he will chastise us if we get off the path. So I thank God for all that he's doing on our behalf. No matter who you are, what you've done, he will always love you. But there are consequences when we sin against God. I don't know about you, but I want rewards, not consequences. So I thank God. I ask God to bless each of you this morning. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. And don't forget to praise the Lord from the time you get up to the time you go to bed. Let the praises of the Most High be in your mouth. In Jesus' name, amen. Love y'all. Bye. Thank you.